小诗歌本，对不起，小诗歌本295。
生命的活水从我流出来，却随着心走下也看得见，打开监狱门，释放被掳者，生命的活水从我涌出来，活水涌流。
我们真的谢谢你，过去这两天多将近三天的时间，你真是让我们里面活水涌流哦，那个生命的泉源就在我们的里面，叫我们喜乐，打开了我们的眼睛，开动了我们的耳朵，叫我们一切被盗的病都在这里被你来医治。主耶稣，我们谢谢你，我们还有最后的一堂，主啊，让我们哦，真的向你仍然是充满了饥渴，我们需要你，你充满我们，用你的话充满我们，用你的灵充满我们，用你的喜乐来充满我们，用你丰盛的生命来充满我们，因为你乐意这样子赐福给我们，我们谢谢你，我们把下面的时间再交在你的手中哦，在我们中间还有力量起不来的，你特别特别的恩待哦，这样子的肢体，叫我们在新年一开始，我们就在这里，我们来大大的享受你。
Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
这个活水涌流了没有
？Is the river of life flowing？
我这杯水都已经快洒光了。
This cup is running over.
被抬过去又被抬回来啊。里面真正有水就会洒出来的。
The vessel has water, it will overflow.
刚才我们唱这首诗歌，活水涌流，考考大家，讲了三遍，后面是接着什么
？And what does it say after the river of life is flowing?
这么好的诗歌，活水涌流，从我灵深处啊，从里面出来的，活水涌流，使我得痊愈 ，make me whole。第三个，活水涌流，嘿嘿，你们刚才在唱什么
？Give to me.
得更丰盛的生命啊
！Life abundantly。
哎，我这两天聚会，我自己都很享受。
And I really enjoy these few days of meeting together。
我非常 appreciate 神给我们这么多很好的弟兄姊妹。
I thank the Lord for all the wonderful brothers and sisters。
有这么好的 worship team。
Such a wonderful worship team。
那我自己在享受唱诗的时候。
And when I'm enjoying the singing time。
我什么时候把我用心灵和诚实来唱的时候
？Whenever I sing in spirit and truth。
那个圣灵那个歌词。弟兄姊妹的喜乐都会把我整个人提起来。
And the Holy Spirit, the words and your voices all elevated my spirit.
那我如果只是八哥唱歌的话，这个鹦鹉讲话的话就没意思了。
I'm just singing for the sake of singing, then there's no point.
我们非常谢谢主这两天，借着于院长借着我们的聚会，我相信对我们每一个人都带来很大的祝福。
And we really thank God through the messages that Elder Liu gave us and the meeting that we have together. We've all been blessed.
我们能够自由地坐在神的家中啊。
We may freely sit in the house of God.
我们能够这样子听见神对我们说话。
To hear the word of God.
我们能够这么第一手的在这里经历圣灵的运行和释放
and the first hand to experience the moving of the Spirit and His release
而更可贵的是神的同在神的爱就在我们的中间
even more precious His love is with us
弟兄姊妹这没有一样恩典是我们配得的
none of these grace are what we are worthy to receive
也没有一样恩典我们应该把它视为理所当然的
and not one should we treat it very casually
那我知道今天早晨我们从9:15到现在大家已经坐了2个多钟头
I know you sat there for more than 2 hours this morning.
孩子，你知道吗？我前年到一个地方去聚会的时候。
But last year when I went to a particular place.
那我那天头很痛很痛，但是我那天去的那个地方。
I had a very serious migraine that day, but that day at that meeting.
他们给我排了三堂的聚会啊。
And they gave me three series of meetings.
因为我只能去那一天。
But because I can only go on that particular day.
那我第一堂我还是咬紧牙关，忍着疼痛讲了100分钟，然后下台。
And the first message was about 100 minutes with my migraine, and then I came down.
没想到他们负责弟兄上台的时候，他说我给余弟兄第一堂预备了两个半小时啊。
And a responsible brother said that I prepared 2.5 hours.
他在讲了100分钟，他们不知道怎么办。
And I only spoke for 100 minutes, they didn't know what to do.
所以负责弟兄又在台上补了快一个钟头的信息。
The responsible brother spoke for another hour.
但我听说姊妹在中国真是有一班那么渴慕爱主的弟兄姊妹。
And in China, there's a group of brothers that really long for the Lord.
他们能够来到神家，能够听见神话，这是他们心中最喜乐的一件事情。
And to be able to come to the house of God and to hear God speak, that's something that really gives them joy.
我也希望我们每一个人都带着感恩的心来到神的殿中来朝见神。
And I pray that all of our hearts are thankful as we come to the house of the Lord to meet Him.
我昨天晚上已经讲过了，我们常常好像去找亮光啊。
And last night I already said a lot of time we seemingly were seeking for light.
而我们真正该做的是把我们的心来归向这个光。
But what we need to do is turn our hearts toward the light.
把我们的心向的光敞开来。
And to open our hearts toward this light.
不管我们读经的时候。
And whether we are reading the scriptures.
不管我们祷告的时候。
Or whether we are praying.
不管我们唱诗的时候。
Or whether we are singing.
不管我们聚会听到的时候。
Even if we are listening to the messages.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们一定要把我们的心调弦定音向着宝座去。
And we must tune our hearts towards the throne.
当我们的心向着我们的主敞开来的时候。
When our heart is open towards the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，真光就要照在我们的。
And the true light would be shining upon us.
它为我们赶逐一切的黑暗。
It would drive out all the darkness.
而这个光是生命的光。
And this light is the light of life.
一定叫我们得到生命。
And it will give us life.
而我们已经说过了，这个光其实就是我们三合一的神，就是我们的主。
And we already said that this light is the triune God. It is our Lord.
当神的光临到我们的时候。
When the light of God comes to us.
其实就是神自己临到我们。
It's like God himself coming to us.
这个光是带着生命的。
And this light comes with life.
这个光就是神自己。
And it is God himself.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不要小看这样子的聚集。
So brothers and sisters, do not look lightly upon these gatherings.
出埃及记第四章讲到当全地都黑暗的时候。
And Exodus chapter 10 when it says the whole earth is dark.
圣经上说那个黑暗是黑到人可以摸得着的。
And that darkness is something that you can actually feel.
但是在那里有一句话却这么安慰我们。
But there's a word that comforts us.
唯有以色列的家中都有光啊。
But the house of Israel has light.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，当地上黑的时候。
And when the whole earth is filled with darkness.
我们却在神的家中，我们可以看见光，我们可以听见神说话。
But in the house of the Lord there is light and we can hear His voice.
我们可以在这里享受神的同在。
Enjoy His presence.
弟兄姊妹，这是神给我们的大的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, this is the grace that God has for us.
这几天我们讲兴起发光。
These days, as we talk about arise and to shine.
余院长也从父子圣灵跟我们讲到三合一的这个见证。
Elder, you also gave the testimony concerning the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，在我们要能够兴起发光的时候。
And as we want to arise and to shine.
其实也是这三个步骤啊。
It's these three steps.
因着父的怜悯。
And because of the mercy of the Father,
叫光临到我们。
He caused light to come upon us.
是神的光先临到了我们。
And it's because the light of God has come to us first.
是神的光发光照耀了我们。
It's because He shined His light upon us.
因着父怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到了我们。
And because of the mercy of the Father's heart, He has caused the day spring to come upon us.
照亮了我们这一切坐在黑暗中死荫里的人。
To shine upon us who are all sitting in the valleys of shadow and
death. 而第二件事情，主耶稣来了，主耶稣说：“我就是世界的光。”
And then the Lord Jesus came and said, I am the light of the world.
凡跟从我的就不在黑暗里行，必要得着生命的光。
He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
他住在我们里面。
Jesus came to dwell in us.
他是我们的光。
He is our light.
而这个光也就是我们的生命。
And this light is our life.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，所以在这个以赛亚书六十章讲到兴起发光的第二步。
And the second step, as is mentioned in Isaiah chapter 60,
讲到神的光要现在我们身上。
And the glory of the Lord will be seen upon us.
不仅仅光从外面临到了我们，拯救了我们。
Not only has it come from the outside and delivered us,
这个光在我们的里面成为生命，它要现出来。
But this light in us will be life that's going to be seen.
讲到我们的生命需要被这个光不断的来改变，来变化。
It speaks of our life needs to continually be changed and transformed by the light.
让我们能够成为 光的从我们生命里面被发表出来。
The light may be expressed through our lives.
而当你讲到万国要来救你的光。
This is the Gentiles shall come to your light.
君王要来救你所发现的光辉。
And the kings the brightness of your rising.
弟兄姊妹，在你讲起我们基督徒的见证，我们发光出去了。
And here it speaks of the testimony of the Christians.
这不仅仅神对以色列国的期望和应许。
It is not just the call and the promise of God towards the people of Israel.
这也是神对教会的期望和应许。
It is God's desire for the church.
我想我们还是一样，我们把主题经文一起再读一遍。
Let's come and read the theme verses together again.
以赛亚书六十章。
Isaiah chapter 60.
第一节到第三节。
Verse 1-3.
兴起发光，因为你的光已经来到，耶和华的荣耀发现照耀你。看哪，黑暗遮盖大地，幽暗遮盖万民。耶和华却要显现照耀你，他的荣耀要现在你身上，万国要来救你的光，君王要来救你发现的光辉。在这里那么清楚，让我们看见兴起发光的三步骤。
And here is, we see very clearly the three steps of to rise and to shine.
第一个，天上的荣光穿破一切的黑暗，临到了我们。
First of all, light through all the darkness has come to us.
第二件事情，这个光在我们里面成为生命，要从我们身上现出来。
And secondly, this light will become life within us and to be seen.
第三个，神的子民或者他的教会要成为地上列国的祝福。
And thirdly, his people, the church, would be the blessing.Of the world.
万国要来救我们。
And all the nations shall come to us.
君王要来救我们所发现的光辉。
And the kings will come to the brightness of our rising.
弟兄姊妹，当我们讲起兴起发光的时候，这是神给众教会的一个使命。
And brothers and sisters, when we talk about rising up and to shine is God's commission for the church.
他在这里，我在纲要上提了三个点。
And I have three key points in the outline.
他是为着神的荣耀。
For God's glory,
他要叫我们成为属天生命的见证人
be the witnesses of the heavenly life,
也是为着这黑暗世代的需要
for the needs of this dark generation.
那我今天早上讲的时候，我倒过来讲啊。
And when I'm going to reverse the order as I speak.
哥林多后书第四章讲到，在这个世上那些不信的人，被世界的神弄瞎了心眼。
And 2 Corinthians chapter 4 says that because of the unbelief of this world.Because of unbelief, their eyes have been darkened.
他不叫基督荣耀的福音光照他们。
The glorious gospel will not shine upon them.
所以主在这里说，我要差你们，主差保罗，也差我们这些神的儿女们到他们那里去。
So the Lord has sent Paul and sent us, the children of God, to them.
是要叫他们的眼睛得开。
That their eyes may be opened.
能够从黑暗中归向光明。
That from darkness they may be turned to light.
弟兄姊妹，也许从黑暗中归向光明，我们里面的感觉不会这么重了。
And perhaps we don't have such an urgency of this turning from darkness to light within us.
但是这两天的信息，我们跟弟兄姊妹讲到这个黑暗。是一个活的黑暗。
But these few days, the messages that we've been delivering is that this darkness is alive.
它是一个有位格的黑暗。
It's a person.
整个撒旦邪灵的权势就是在黑暗的里面。
The power of Satan dwells in this darkness.
人犯罪的温床就是在黑暗的里面。
It's the hotbed of man's sin.
整个黑暗是一个有位格的。
And it has a personality.
是一件可怕的事情。
It's something very dreary.
所以底下讲到，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦的权下归向神。
And turning from darkness into light, from the power of Satan into the power of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们里面一定要求神把那个负担放在我们的里面。
So we need to ask God to give us the burden within.Our hearts,
要让我们真看见周围的人是在迈向死亡。
That we may truly see those around us are moving toward darkness.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道这个感觉在我们里面够不够重啊。
But sister, I don't know if this feeling is heavy enough in us.
我记得以前跟弟兄姊妹讲说我们要传福音的时候。
I remember in time past when I shared with everyone that we need to preach the gospel.
我说我们不仅仅是要从罪人他现在生活的很辛苦的角度去着手。
And not only from the perspective of those who are sinners and the harshness of life.
我们更要看见他永远。沉沦的悲剧。
But we must also look at the ends of his eternal loss.
这是一个永远的审判。
This is an eternal judgment.
马可福音第九章告诉我们，那里的虫是不死的，火是不灭的。
And Mark chapter 6 says the worms will not die, and the fire will not go out.
我们怎么能够忍心我所亲爱的父母，我所亲爱的兄弟，我所亲爱的同事们？ 我让他下到火坑里去呢？
How can we have the heart to allow our parents, our siblings, our co-workers to enter into that place?
我们等于在他的死亡证书上帮他签一个字 I agree, 你下到地狱里去。
Like we have signed our names on their death certificate that we agree you go to Hades.
哦呦，弟兄姊妹，这个东西是一件大的事情，所以刚才于院长提醒我们，保罗说我不传福音，我有祸了。
Brothers and sisters, this is a big thing. That's why our elder you remind us, if we do not share the gospel, woe unto us.
我们明明知道怎么样子可以把一个人从死亡里面救出来。
We know the way to deliver a person out of death.
但是我们却没有空去管他们。
But we do not have the time to be mindful of them.
因为我要去看电影。
Because I need to go watch a movie.
因为我要去做这件事，我要去 shopping.
Because I need to do this or I need to go shopping.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们希望这个负担在我们里面是真实的。
Brothers, I pray this burden is real in us.
这个世界充满了需要。
This world is full of needs.
我相信这一个多礼拜来，全世界许多的人都活在一个忧伤的里面。
I believe that these few weeks, everybody's living in sorrow in this world.
一个地震来，夺去了十几万个人的性命。
The earthquake has come and has took away hundreds of thousands of lives.
我们可不可以请年轻人专心听到，不要讲话？
Young people, please pay attention.
因为这些信息对我们都很重要的。
Because these messages are very important to us.
我们活着不能够再为自己活着。
We cannot live for ourselves anymore.
我从小就被放到医院里面去过几次。
I've been sent into the hospital many times since my youth.
我记得我那时候才十二三岁在医院里面。
I was about 12 or 13 years old.
常常有一些五六岁的小孩子，只有一条腿。跳到我的床上来跟我坐在一起。
And then many children with just one limb, they would come to my bedside and sit with me.
他们才五六岁就长了骨癌了。
They're about 5 or 6 years old and they have leukemia.
他们的生命不知道还有多少天。
They do not know how many more days they have
left. 比如说我晚上睡到一半，我旁边的人白天还在看到他好好的，晚上传单一照就被推出去了。
And I've seen people that in the daytime they seem okay, and when the night falls,They were covered with a sheet and they were rolled out.
我在加州这几年，我所认识的年轻人走掉了不知道几十个人。
And the young people that I know just in California alone, tens, and up to the teens have died.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
我希望主把那个真实爱灵魂的心放在我们的里面。
I ask God to give us a sincere heart that loves the soul to be placed in us.
多少的人需要耶稣？
So many people need Jesus.
不是光只是为了他今生生活的品质和幸福而已。
It's not just for the quality and the well-being of this life.
这是关乎永远的沉沦。
But it pertains to eternal.
关于永世的结局啊
at the end, at the eternity.
所以有一次我就参加 Bill Gothard 的聚会
So one time I went to a Bill Gothard's meeting
他里面讲到我们传福音最大的一个困难就是我们怕人家拒绝
So the biggest challenge that we have in sharing the gospel is that we are afraid
所以他们那天在教学的时候他用 transparency 打了一幅图画出来
So that day as he was teaching there was a picture that was projected on the screen
那图画里面就讲到一幅房子里面全家人聚在一起好像在晚餐一样或者聊天非常的和睦
and the picture had a picture of a family inside of a house just gathering together
但是站在篱笆的外面却有一个很害羞的年轻人站在那里
and outside the fence of the house there's a young man that was extremely shy
他手里面夹着圣经不好意思进去
and he had a Bible in his hand he dared not go and knock on the door
因为我们害羞不好意思进到他们的里面去
because we're shy to go into their midst
啊、这个时候讲员弄另外一张 transparency overlap with 这个就是跟上一张重叠放在一起
and the speaker put another sheet of transparency on top of that picture
那、啊、这次让我们看见同样的一幅画
in the same exact picture
同样的家人聚在那里
the same family
同样一个害羞的男人在外面
the same young man that is shy standing outside
可是这次在屋顶上却是熊熊的烈火
but on top of the roof you see a fire growing
他问我们说这个年轻人这个时候会不会进去
and he asked all of us would this young man now go in
他会不会进去告诉他们说你们要赶快去
Would he run to the house and say, you guys need to escape?
因为危险，因为死亡临到了你们。
Because danger and death is upon you.
我们需要在主的面前从神的角度来看这些事情。
We need to come and look at all things through God's perspective.
我们明明知道不信耶稣的人要下地狱。
We know that those who do not believe in Jesus will go to hell.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们需要用信心与所听见的道调和。
But with faith, we need to mingle it with the words that we have heard.
我们不能够再任凭我们的家人不信主了。
We cannot just let our family go without believing in the Lord.
我们不能再任凭我 我们的好朋友不信主。
We cannot just let our good friends go without knowing the Lord.
这两天发生这个地震的事情。
These few days we hear the news and stuff.
报纸上常常有各式各样的故事。
Of the earthquake and we see stories all the time on the news.
我在报纸上看到有一个从英国来的小女孩才十岁。
And I read a story of a young girl who came to England. She's only 10.
她在泰国南边的普吉岛度假的时候。
And she's on vacation at the southern tip of Thailand.
她在普吉岛度假的时候，因为她不久前刚刚上过地理课，老师告诉他们怎么分辨海啸来临啊。
And she just went through a lesson in class of how to distinguish that the tidal wave is coming.
所以她那天在海滩上玩的时候，她们。突然发现那个海水下去了。
And they were playing at the beach. All of a sudden, they saw the water receding.
啊，所有的观光客都很新鲜，说这是怎么回事？海沙都露出来了，大家都在那里很高兴了。
And all the tourists were really surprised. All of a sudden, they see a huge beachhead.
小女孩就大声喊说：“海啸要来了！”大家听不懂，说你说什么
？And the little girl cried out, "The tsunami is coming!" And they said, "What are you talking about?"
大声告诉他们说：“海啸来了，海啸来了，快逃啊！”
And she said, "There's a tsunami! Run, run!"
所以旅馆的人就叫所有海滩的人都逃上来。
So the hotel staff said, "Everybody, please get away from the beach."
就这是。那个整个海滩没有一个人出事情。
And nobody died on that beachhead.
整个上百人就因为这个孩子而得救了。
And hundreds of people were saved because of that one little girl.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天我们读了这么多圣经的真理啊。
And brothers and sisters, we read so much of the truth from the scriptures.
你说教会的意象，你说这些高深的道理我们不懂没有关系。
You say all the vision of the church, these high doctrines we do not understand.
但是最基本的福音的真理我们都应该知道的。
But the most foundational thing is the truth of the gospel we should all know.
我们一定要兴起发光。
Brothers and sisters, we need to arise and shine.
黑暗遮盖大地。
For darkness is covering the earth.
幽暗遮盖万民。
And deep darkness over the people.
黑暗的来临，叫多少的罪恶在这里蔓延。
And darkness has come and caused sin to gather more and more.
盗贼来偷窃、杀害和毁坏，破坏了多少人的健康，多少幸福的家庭。
The thief comes to kill, to steal, and to rob. It has ruined so many families.
弟兄姊妹，这个世界需要光。
Brothers, this world needs light.
我们必须要知道，我们每一个人都是有属灵、属天生命影响力的人。
We must all realize that we have a spiritual influence inside of us.
只要我们重生得救。
As long as we are born again.
主就说你们就是世界的光。
The Lord said, "You are the light of the world."
主耶稣说你们就是世界的盐。
Jesus said, "You are the salt of the world."
光来了要把黑暗赶逐出去。
The light comes to drive away darkness.
盐来了要叫整个人生能够有味道。
And salt comes to give flavor into life.
盐来了能够防止仇敌在这里的腐败。
And the salt will come to prevent the decay.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣用了最简单，连最小的孩子都能够明白的比喻。
And the Lord used the simplest of parables that the young child can understand.
弟兄姊妹，人因为我们的存在而改变了吗？
Has man changed because of our existence?
每一个人都有影响力。
Every person is influential.
连不信主的人他都有影响力。
Even those who are non-believers.
我常常说每一个人都有影响力，每一个时刻都在影响人。
And I say that every person has the power to influence someone.
只是大小的问题。
It's just a matter of its magnitude.
只是正面或反面的问题。
Whether it's a positive or negative influence.
你去菜场买菜，一个那个算账的小姐对你不礼貌，可以让你一天的心情不好。
You go shopping in the store, and the clerk is not very polite to you, it can influence your whole day.
你在高速公路上开车的时候，别人给你伸出 middle finger， 让你一天心情不好了。
And if you're driving on the freeway and somebody flips you off, you just ruin your mood the whole day.
你看到一个单纯小孩子的笑容，可能让你整个心情就好起来了。
You see a simple smile of a child and may just uplift your spirit.
弟兄姊妹，每一个人都有影响力。
Every person may influence.
每一个人都在影响别人。
Every person is influencing someone else.
但是关键是我们的影响到底是正面的还是反面的。
But the point is.Whether our influences are a positive one or a negative one.
今天基督徒主说你们就是世界的光。
And Christians today, the Lord said, "You are the light of the world."
你们就是世界的盐。
You are the salt of the world.
弟兄姊妹，这两个不仅仅最容易明白。
These two things are very simple to understand.
那这两个也是影响力最具体的一个例子。
And these are the two examples that is most easy to understand as how it influences others.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
你我的家人
，Your family and my family,
你我的同事和朋友们
，Our coworkers,
能够因为我们的出现。
Can it be from our existence?
因为我们跟他们的交往
and because of our relationship,
而让他们看见光吗
that they may see light,
而让他们贫乏的人生、绝望的人生产生希望吗
and that their dull life may have hope,
能够因为我们这个人的出现，他能够觉得人生开始有味道了吗
and because us in their lives that they may find flavor in their lives.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们每一个人的挑战。
Brothers and sisters, this is a challenge for each and every one of us.
所以在我们的聚会刚开工的时候
，So at the beginning of our meetings,
我记得那时候我请求弟兄姊妹，我说我们一定要为我们的家人祷告。
I asked brothers and sisters, you have to pray for your family members.
甚至我们一个月有一次的祷告会是定的禁食祷告，就是为了家人祷告。
We even requested our prayer meeting once a month that we would fast and pray for our family members.
当我们开始实行的不到两三个月
，And at, ever since we started that in 2 months past,
我们就有一个弟兄的母亲突然生病了，而我们把福音传给了他。
One of our brothers, his mother got ill, and we shared the gospel to her.
没有多久以后，他的父亲不准我们再去跟他传福音。
Not soon after, his father did not want us to share the gospel.
因为他的父亲从小是许给菩萨做干儿子的。
Because his father was given to Buddha as a stepson.
就在那么短短的几次里面，神借着我们把福音传给了他。
And in such a short time, we delivered the gospel to his mother.
然后福音的门就被关了。
And then the door of the gospel was shut.
而我们连想都没有想到，他六十多岁这么健康的母亲，啊，精力充沛的一个母亲，就因为一个病人就走了。后来。
And we could not imagine that very shortly afterwards, she passed away.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不是在那个时候抢住机会把福音给他的话
，Brothers, if we did not take the opportunity and gave her the gospel, then
他的母亲一定是在地狱里面。
His mother would have perished.
但是今天我们可以弟兄带着荣耀的盼望，知道有一天会跟他母亲相会。
But today our brother has a glorious hope that he would meet his mother one day.
对，我在医院里面好几个在病床上的人，因着福音给他，不久以后他也走了。
And I met a lot of people in the hospital that we shared the gospel to them while they were in their sick beds, and not soon after they passed away.
虽然我很舍不得我的同伴走了，但是我心里面却得了安慰。
Though my heart do not want to see them go, but I am comforted.
在他们临走之前，福音临到了他们。
That before they left, the gospel has come to them.
弟兄姊妹啊，为着这个黑暗的时代
，Dear brothers, for this dark generation,
我们不要小看我们属天生命的影响力。
Do not look lightly upon our spiritual influence around the people around us.
前两天是我们最后一次使用 Orange Avenue 这个老教会来特别聚会。
The last couple of days was our last opportunity to use the facility on the Orange Avenue.
我跟弟兄姊妹说过，原来那个教会的。这个牧师 Brother Daniel, 他非常的感动。
And I shared with you before about Brother Daniels, and I was very moved by this brother.
他常常到马路上去找那些 homeless, 无家可归的人，或是喝醉酒的人。
Oftentimes he would go on the streets to look for the drunk and to those who are without home.
他把福音传给他们。
And he shared the gospel to them.
让这些人得救。
That they would be saved.
然后他自己是一个 contractor, 会盖房子的。
Yeah, he himself is a contractor. And
所以他就教这些人那个一个谋生的技能，当木匠，当油漆工，当吸地毯的工人，让他们可以维生。
So he would teach him the trade of carpentry and the painting houses that they may earn a living.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这真是一个多么美的见证，就在我们的周围。
Brothers, this is a beautiful testimony right before us.
所以，我们今天每一个人，不管你是学生，你是在工作里面。
So every one of us, whether you are a student or whether you are at work.
哦，神让你住在 Cupertino， 神让你住在 Saratoga， 住在 San Jose， 住在 Campbell， 不管哪边，一定有神的旨意在其中啊。
The Lord allow you to live in the cities nearby. God has a purpose.
我们需要兴起发光。
We need to arise and to shine.
因为我们的光已经临到了。
For our light has come.
而我们要能够发光，我们要让生命之光来改变我们。
And for us to shine, this light of life has to transform us.
让我们能够结出圣灵的果子来。
That we may bear the fruit of the Spirit.
让主耶稣的生命来改变我们。
That the light of Jesus may change us.
他的光要现在我们的身上。
And his light would be shining upon us.
所以第二方面讲到，我们必须要成为属天生命的见证人。
And then lastly, we said that we need to be the witnesses of the spiritual light.
我们不是光。
We are not the light.
我们为这个光做见证。
We testify for the light.
约翰不是光。
John was not the light.
他来为这个光做见证。
But he came to bear witness of the light.
感谢弟兄姊妹，当我们得到了主了以后
，When we have received the Lord,
这个光进到我们里面来。
This light has come into us.
它要从我们里面被彰显出来。
It's going to be revealed through us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都是主生命的见证人。
So brothers and sisters, we are all witnesses of the Lord.
所以其实世人都在看我们。
And the whole world is watching us.
当你失业的时候
，When you lose your job,
你是不是跟世人？
Are you just like the rest of the world?
当你生病的时候
，When you are sick,
你是不是跟世人一样
？Are you just like the rest of the world?
有一次有一个牧师在那里修他的家院子的篱笆。
One time a pastor was fixing a fence in front of his house.
而邻居有一个五六岁的小孩子一直站在旁边看。
One of his neighbors, a five-year-old, was standing there watching him.
看了两三个小时都在看了。
And 2-3 hours he's staring at that pastor.
哎呀，那个牧师很感动，他说：“孩子，你这么想学啊？”
And the pastor was just really curious and said, you want to learn how to nail the fence up?
他说我不是想学。
He said, no, I didn't want to learn your trade.
那你在这里干什么？
So what are you watching then?
他说我想看到你如果你不小心打到自己榔头打到你的指头的时候你会怎么反应呢？
And he said, I want to see how you will respond when the hammer lands on your thumb.
哎呀弟兄姊妹人都在看我们。
Everybody's watching us.
我们像一台戏一样。
We are like a play.
弟兄姊妹当生命真的在我们里面出来的时候。
When life is coming out from us.
我们跟世人是不一样的。
Will be different from the world.
我记得我以前听到一个年长的姊妹的见证。
I heard a testimony of an elderly sister.
她的丈夫在台湾是空军非常非常高阶的一个军官。
Her husband was a very high official in the Air Force in Taiwan.
所以在眷村的里面，她是非常地位崇高的一个家庭。
So in that military village, their family is very highly esteemed.
那些高官们这些的太太和夫人们，常常都是穿着各方面。都是比一般人高出很多的。
And all the wives all dressed differently. They all seem more elegant.
有一天她被别人请到了这个福音聚会里面来。
And one day she was invited into a gospel meeting.
她一来到神的家中。
As soon as she walked in the house of the Lord.
聚会都还没开始。
Before the meeting even began.
她在这里所碰到的这些弟兄姊妹们。
And she came in touch with brothers and sisters around her.
姊妹们这么单纯的头发。
And the sisters all had a very simple hairdo.
穿着蓝色长长的袍子。
And they all wear a blue long gown.
弟兄简简单单的白衬衫一个卡其裤。
And the brothers are all very simple with a white shirt and pants.
每一个人的脸上充满了平安和喜乐。
But on every face, she saw peace and joy.
每一个人身上里面所透露出来的生命的气质是在他平常social场合里面看不到的。
And the quality of life that came from these people are the things that she could not see in the social gathering.
她后来做见证说聚会根本都还没有开始。
And then she testified that before that meeting even began,
她坐在底下就一直流眼泪。
She sat there and she began to cry.
她觉得我是个罪人。
And she said, I am a sinner.
她觉得我在这一般人中间我里面是何等的不配。
And she said, among this group of people, how unworthy I am.
从前跟其他高官们在一起的时候彼此都比来比去啊。
And when she was sitting with those high officials, they were comparing with one another.
可是当她突然来到神家中的时候。
But when all of a sudden she comes into the house of God.
福音都还不要传她就知道神正在我们中间。
And before the good news was even given, she knew that God was in their midst.
有一个神的仆人。
Another servant of the Lord.
他叫刘门后。Newman Ho.
His name was Newman Ho.
他有一次在威尔斯跟一些人到山上去看日出。
And he went to look at the sunrise in New Zealand.
当他看见日出出来的时候。
And when he saw the sunrise.
哦，他整个心敬拜神。
And he began to worship God.
他就在那里开始祷告。
And he began to lift up his hand and pray.
底下其实很多游客很多不信主的人他们根本有的人还听不懂英文的。
A lot of tourists don't even understand English.
但是当时一个神的仆人看见那个日出的时候他在那里赞美神。
But the servant of God, as he began to see the sun rise, to rise, he began to worship and to
pray. 当他祷告结束了以后。
And at the conclusion of his prayer,
有四十多个人决志愿意信耶稣。
There were 40-some people that were willing to receive the Lord.
连看日出都叫人羡慕说这个人为什么不一样。
People looked at this man and said he is completely different.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹今天我们是要出去传福音。
Yes, today we need to go out and share the gospel.
但是当基督的生命真从我们里面出来的时候。
And as the life of Christ really comes from within our hearts.
万国要来救我们的光辉。
All the nations will come to our light.
君王都要来救我们所发现的光辉。
And the kings to the brightness of our rising.
因为我们真知道我们所信的是谁。
Because we truly have known who we believed in.
主的生命从我们里面出来。
The life of the Lord is coming from within us.
所以弟兄姊妹
so dear brothers and sisters,
dare to be different.
Dare to be different.
那是有一次 brother 瓦格来我们中间讲的题目啊。
It was a theme the brother Wovogel gave one time.
特别年轻的孩子们
particularly young people.
不要只是被 peer pressure 所压力而去随从世界的潮流。
Don't be driven by peer pressure and follow the ways of the world.
啊，我们自己在学生时代的时候
when we were students.
同学吃喝玩乐常常不找我们。
And our friends, when they're partying, they really didn't come and invite us.
他们出去做坏事喝酒的时候都不会来找我们。
And when they went out to get drunk, they wouldn't come and find us.
可是很稀奇的一件事情。
But the amazing thing,
当他们碰到痛苦的时候。
When they come into difficulty,
他们失恋了。
And when they broke up,
他们家庭出了问题。
When there's family problems.
或者他自己心里面有很深的痛苦的时候，他一定来找我们。
Whether there's really hardship inside their hearts, they will come and find us.
其实在他们里面都知道这些人不一样。
Because in all their hearts, they knew that we were different.
所以我们在这里兴起发光，第二方面是要成为生命的见证人。
So, but this is to arise and to shine, we are to be witnesses.
我们能够对这个属天这个全新的生命有第一手的经历和认识。
In this heavenly life, we have the first-hand knowledge.
我们能够让人知道有宝贝在瓦器里面。
That we can let people know that this is treasure in this earthen vessel.
我们跟他们一样，我们都是软弱的人。
We are just like them. We are weak.
我们跟他们一样，我们都是有罪的人。
We are just like them. We're sinners.
但是宝贝却在瓦器里面。
But the treasure is in the earthen vessel.
我们跟他们一样会碰到困难。
And we all encounter difficulties.
但是我们却有神的同在。神够用的恩典。
But we have the presence of God and His grace that is all sufficient.
我们可以向他们见证在圣灵里面我们得着的全备的祝福。
And we can witness to them the fullness of the blessing that we receive from the Holy Spirit.
我们得着的不是做人的道理。
And it's not just a doctrine on how to live.
而是圣灵在我们的里面。
But that the Holy Spirit is in us.
圣灵全备的祝福在我们的里面。
The fullness of the blessing in the Holy Spirit.
我们活出了新造的自由。
And we have the freedom of the new creation.
我们活出了全新生命的本质。
We have the quality of this newness of life.
而第三方面更是为了神的荣耀。
And thirdly, for God's glory.
你们就是世界的光。
For you are the light of the world.
城造到山上是不能够隐藏的。
A city on the hill cannot be hidden.
人点灯也不是放在斗底下来，是要放在灯台上就能照亮一家的人。
And man light a lamp and do not put it under a basket, but on a lampstand so that it lights the whole house.
所以主耶稣说，你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为。便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
And so the Lord says, in the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
弟兄姊妹，这是讲到神的荣耀整个出来。
And this speaks of God's glory has now been seen.
没有办法隐藏的。
It cannot be hidden.
我们想隐藏都隐藏不了。
And we want to hide and we can't even do it.
人看见我们，人就知道我们不一样。
Because those who see us and say they are different.
人会羡慕我们的不一样。
And men would envy our difference.
人会来跟我们讲说告诉我怎么得救啊。
And they will come to you and say, tell me how to be saved.
那当然弟兄姊妹，当我们生命还没有到那么高干的时候啊。
The bunch is when we're really not quite there yet.
啊我们常常出去要拉拉拉对不对。
And we go out and we try to drag people.
这个也很重要，千万不要小看啊。
This is also very important, don't look lightly on
that. 但是弟兄姊妹，我们也希望在我们人生的里面是有人主动送上门来的。
But bunch is we do pray that there are those who will come to us by themselves.
撒迦利亚书第八章讲到预言将来复兴的时候。
Zechariah chapter 8 talks about the prophecy of the revival to come.
那你万军之耶和华说日子将到啊，他说那个时候这个有十个人要从列国诸族中出来。
And the Lord said the time will come, the ten will come, the ten people will come out of the nations.
然后拉住一个犹太人的衣襟啊。
And they will grab onto the cloth of a Jew.
啊，他说你让我跟你一起去。
He said, "Let me go with you."
因为我们听见神跟你们同在了。
We heard that the Lord is with you.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我真巴不得有一天福音是这个样子。
How I pray that the gospel will be the same way in our lives.
啊，有福音朋友会主动来问，哎，你们教会下次什么时候福音聚会
？And our gospel friends would say, "When is the next gospel meeting?"
啊，你要去聚会，我要跟你去，你可不可以带我去
？You're going to meeting this Sunday. Let me go with you.
弟兄姊妹，这个不是一个空洞的理想。
And brothers and sisters, this is not a vain thought.
我们读教会复兴史的时候，每一次教会复兴的时候，福音就是这样出去的。
When we read of the history of the revival of the church, this is how the gospel went out.
你去读像威尔斯大复兴的时候，威尔斯
the revival in Wales.
他们说连监狱里面都没有犯人呐。
And prison had the prison has no prisoners.
马路上不需要警察了。
The street do not need the police officers.
所以在那个福音大会的时候，在那些神儿里面聚集的里面。
And in the midst of the revivals of the gospel, people gathered together.
他们常常有这些警察都没事干的，警察组成诗班去献诗去了。
The police had nothing to do. They became a choir to give to sing to the congregation.
常常有人会来教会里面敲门，到基督徒家敲门说，请你告诉我怎么样子可以信耶稣。
People would come to the church and knock on the doors and knock on the doors of the Christians and say, how do I become a Christian?
弟兄姊妹，我们要羡慕成为这个样子。
Brothers and sisters, we ought to envy the state.
在我这一生里面也有同事来找过我，虽然不是那么多。
In my life, there are some coworkers that came to me in the same way.
有时我换了一个工作，才进了两个礼拜就有人来找我了。
And one time I got a new job and I've been working there for 2 weeks, somebody came to talk to me.
他说我相信你一定是基督徒啊。
And I believe you are a Christian.
我说你怎么知道啊？
I said, how do you know?
因为我才到那个公司。
So I just came started the work.
他说你进来我就在注意你啊。
This is the first day you came in, I've been noticing you.
他说我看你心静如水。
And I notice that your heart is extremely calm.
可是在我里面却波涛汹涌。
But in me there is a roaring wave.
他说请你告诉我怎么样子能够让我的心也能够向你平静。
And he asked, can you please tell me how can I have the calm and the peace like you?
我就把主耶稣介绍给他。
And then I introduced Jesus to him.
他当场就信了耶稣。
And at that very moment he believed Jesus.
主耶稣就开始改变他。
And Jesus began to change him.
哎呀弟兄姊妹这种是送上门来的。
Brothers and sisters, those are people come knocking on our door.
所以有人真的送上门来你千万不要说你等到我们三月底有福音聚会你那时候我告诉你
If such a people come to our doors don't say oh wait for 3 months we'll have a gospel meeting then come
弟兄姊妹黑暗遮盖大地
Brothers and sisters because darkness is covering the earth
幽暗遮盖万民
and deep darkness over the people
多少的人他们其实羡慕平安喜乐的生活
and so many people eager to have this life of peace
但是如果他们不从黑暗的权势里面出来的话
but if they do not come out of the dominion of darkness
他们是不可能得到平安和喜乐
they would not have peace they would not have joy
他们可以来到神家聚会享受一点弟兄姊妹的关心
and they could come to the house of God and share some of our caring
他们可以得到一点暂时的平安
and some temporal peace
但是弟兄姊妹除了神的儿子
but brothers and sisters aside from the Son of God
能够把我们从黑暗的权势里面救出来
only he can deliver us from the power of darkness
我再说这是一个黑暗的权势
and I say again this is the power of darkness
神差我们去叫他们从黑暗中归向光明
God send us to deliver them out of darkness into the light.
从撒旦的权下归向神。
And out of the power of Satan unto the power of God.
但愿神给我们一个属灵的眼睛。
May God give us a spiritual understanding.
让我们可以看见那个看不见鬼魔在一切环境背后要来伤害我们。
That we may see the unseen and how Satan wants to destroy us.
但是更给我们一个信心的眼睛。
But more importantly, a heart of faith.
让我们看见在这一切的环境里面我们的主在其中。
That in the midst of all these things, our Lord is in the middle of it.
他掌权。
He is reigning.
他的恩典永远预备的给我们。
His grace is always prepared for us.
不可以忽略我们属天生命的影响力。
So we cannot look lightly upon the, how our lives, can influence others.
所以我们心情发光是神给每一个基督徒更是给每一个教会的呼召。
And to arise and to shine is God's calling for every Christian and every church.
也是神给我们每一个人的使命。
And it's the commission that God has for each and every one of us.
所以我们不要光等别人来我们也要出去。
So don't wait for others to come, we need to go out.
我们要起来发光为主做见证。
We need to rise up and shine and test, give testimony for the Lord.
从前有一个很喜欢演各样短剧的一个很有名的演员在德国慕尼黑、啊、
There's a European actor who was very famous in short films.
那他常常的剧都是很短但是都很有教育意义。
And they are very educational.
那有一次他演一个戏。
And one time there was this particular film.
整个舞台全部黑了。
This play and the whole stage was dark.
然后突然一个 spotlight 照在他的身上。
And all of a sudden the spotlight came and was shining on him.
然后人家就发现他在那个那一圈的光里面一直在那里找东西。
And everybody's watching him and that in the midst of the light he's searching for something.
哎呀，他全部找，趴在地上找，就在那个光圈里面找东西。
And he is on the ground just looking in that circle of light.
然后过一下，突然来了一个警察。
And pretty soon a police walked on stage.
走进了这个光圈了。
And walked in the midst of that circle of light.
他就问他说你在找什么
And the police asked him, what are you looking for?
他说我的手表掉了。
So I lost my watch.
所以我在找他。
So I'm looking for it.
然后那个警察也帮他看。
So the cop begins to look for him.
没有看到。
And the cop couldn't find any.
警察说你 make sure 他是掉在这吗
And the cop said, are you sure you lost it right here?
哦他说不是掉在这。
He said, oh no, I didn't lose it here.
他说那你为什么在这里找
So why are you looking for it here?
他说因为只有这里有光那边有黑暗嘛。
Because this is the only spot that has light and everywhere else is dark.
哎弟兄姊妹这是我们基督徒常常有的情形。
But this is a condition for a lot of the Christians.
我们不肯为着主走进这个黑暗的世界里面去。
We're not willing to walk into the darkness for the
我们只想享受在我小组里面这个 comfort zone、
We just want to stay in the comfort zone of our small groups、
有人送上门来我们才跟他们传福音
Those who come into our group then we share the gospel
但是主却要差遣我们往普天下去
But the Lord wants to send us to the ends of the earth、
弟兄姊妹这是神给我们的托付和使命
Lord, This is the Lord's commission for each and every one of us
人神带来的我们不能够忽略他们
The people that the Lord has brought to us we cannot ignore them
同样周围有更多的人要等着我们出去。
But at the same time, there are those waiting for us to go to them.
弟兄姊妹，个人是这样，整个教会是这样。
But since individually are as such, so it is for the church.
我们非常感谢主，在最近的这些年日，神在教会里面预备我们那个宣教的度量和使命感。
I thank the Lord that these days the Lord is preparing the heart to preach the gospel.
所以，金灯台预表教会。
And so we're going to talk about the golden lampstand. It represents the church.
启示录第一章二十节讲到那里有七个教会，讲七个灯台就是七个教会。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 26 speaks of the seven lampstands. It represents the seven churches.
啊，金灯台预表的教会。
Again, the lampstands represents the church.
而金灯台被造主要的目的是什么？
And what's the purpose of the creation of these lampstands?
就是为了发光。
It's to give light.
所以在民数记第八章神对亚伦说你点灯的时候七盏灯都要发光。
And in Numbers chapter 8, the Lord said to Aaron, all seven lamps must give light.
这是会幕里面的金灯台。
And this is the lampstand in the tabernacle.
那只有一个金灯台。
There is only but one lampstand.
但是上面有七盏灯。
But there are seven stations.
但是神对摩西亚伦说你们点灯的时候七个灯都要亮都要发光。
And the Lord said to Aaron, that all seven stations must give light.
没有一个灯，没有一个灯台的被造不是为了发光的。
Not one lampstand was made not to give light.
啊，弟兄姊妹，但是在这里我们看见，当神启示录第二章、第三章，那里讲到七个教会。
In Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3 speaks of seven churches.
讲到这七个灯台。
And these seven lampstands.
你发现他们都在主的面前有这个讲到这七个教会的记载的时候。
And before the Lord, as these things are being written down and recorded.
它都有几个共同的点啊。
There's some common points.
第一个在每一个教会的里面主都对他们有一个特别的自我介绍。
And for every church, the Lord gave an evaluation.
讲到主对他自己的自我介绍。
The Lord gave an introduction of himself.
讲到主对他们对主那份特别的认识和经历。
And their particular experience and understanding of who the Lord is.
第二个，每一个教会都有他的强弱点。
And secondly, there's the strength and the weakness of each church.
第三个，每一个教会都有他特殊的使命和挑战。
And thirdly, there's a commission, a particular commission and challenge for each church.
因为他们所处的背景不一样。
Because they live in a different background.
啊，弟兄姊妹，有很多的解经家也把这七个教会在历史上能够把它解释的出来啊。
And many theologians can describe these seven churches as the history within the church itself.
那这不是我们今天要讲的时间。
That's not the purpose of our meeting today.
以弗所教会讲到使徒时代的教会。
And Ephesians speaks of the apostolic stage of the church.
那斯美纳教会讲到在使徒过了以后开始遭受逼迫的教会。
And Smyrna speaks of the church when it's being persecuted.
别加摩教会讲到康斯坦丁把这个基督教变成国教以后的教会。
And Pergamos speaks of when Constantine has nationalized Christianity.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有时间一一去讲它。
We don't have the detail to speak of every one of them.
每一个教会因为它有特殊的背景。
Because every church has a specific background.
所以他们面临的特殊的使命和挑战。
So they have a particular challenge.
而在这样子的使命和挑战里面第四个点每一个教会神都对他有不同的评价
And in the midst of each of these challenges the Lord has an evaluation for every church
那第五个神对每一个教会都发出了得胜者的呼召
And fifthly the Lord has a call for overcomers for every single one of these
弟兄姊妹今天放眼望去今天地上的教会太多了
And we look across the land we see many many churches
每一个教会都在主的面前有神特别的托付
And every church has a special burden from the Lord
每一个教会在主的面前他领受的恩典对神的经历可能都不太一样
We all receive different grace and different understanding of the Lord
而我们面所接受的使命所面临的挑战也不一样
And the commission that we receive and the challenges that we have are different
但是弟兄姊妹圣灵一再说凡有耳的就应当听就是我们都应该谦卑地来到神的面前
But the scripture said let those who have ear hear because we all need to humble ourselves and come to the
Lord 因为神对每一个教会都有他的评价
Because the Lord has an evaluation for every church
我们要在主的面前谦卑自己
We need to humble ourselves.
到底我们在主的面前，我们是一个讨神喜悦的教会呢？
Are we a church that pleases the heart of the Lord?
还是我们只虽然外面兴旺，但是里面却远离了神？
Or are we just growing on the outside, but we departed from the Lord on the inside?
不管这个教会刚强也好，失败也好，
But whether we are strong or whether we are weak,
神永远对每一个教会的里面都有得胜者的呼召。
And God has a call for overcomers for every single church.
神总是要得到一般的器皿，在所处的那个世代和那样子的挑战底下， 刚强为神站住。
God wants a group of vessels that would stand for him in the midst of that generation.
让这个灯台可以继续为神发光。
But this lampstand will continue to give light.
如果教会没有这样子的人出现，
If the church does not have such a person that will come forward,
神说我要临到你那里把灯台给挪去。
And then the Lord said, I will come to you and remove the lampstand from you.
他就完全失去了为神发光的功用。
He will lose the function of giving light for the Lord.
他已经失去了他存在的价值和目的了。
Because you lost the value and the purpose of your existence.
这个教会再多人，设备再好了。
It doesn't matter how big we are and how wonderful our facilities are.
你在神的眼中如同无有，没有价值。
You're like nothing before God.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要在主的面前警醒。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be awake before the Lord.
像以弗所的教会，他们那么好，正直、劳碌、忍耐，但是神却责备他们离弃了起初的爱心。
In Ephesus, they labor in the Lord, they were patient, but the Lord rebuked them because they have forsaken the first love.
很多时候我们有很多的长处。
A lot of time we have a lot of good qualities.
但是神却在乎一件非常非常重要的事情。
But the Lord cares about a very important thing.
神在乎的第一件最重要的事情就是他在我们中间的地位。
And the very first thing is his place in our midst.
我们是不是全心的爱他？
Do we love him wholeheartedly?
那个起初的爱心掉了没有？
Did we lose that first love?
我们有时候，我不管在北美，在中国，在各地服事的时候
，whether in the States or in Taiwan or everywhere else that I've served，
其实在我心里面常常有一个很深的痛苦。
I have a very a deep sorrow。
很多很爱主的弟兄姊妹
，a lot of brothers and loves the Lord。
很多原来很兴旺的教会
，and there were churches that were very that were on fire for God.
可是因为弟兄教会里面服事的人太少了。
But because those who are serving are very few in number.
所以这些服事的人就服事的量一直增加，一直增加，一直增加。
And the quantity of service began to increase over time.
而到最后，整个的心力我们都忙在外面的责任上。
And all of our strength, all of our energy is focused on the external things.
我们忽略了里面起初的爱。
And we've lost the first love.
起初的爱不仅仅讲到时间，也是讲到那个分量。
This first love not only speaks of the quantity of time but the quality within.
我们是不是还是把最纯的爱给主？
Having given us the Lord the purest of our love.
斯美拿的教会在一切的试炼逼迫的里面，
Smyrna was in the midst of tribulation.
多少神的儿女们被送到竞技场殉道了，
And they were martyred for the Lord.
但是他们还至死忠心，
But they were faithful unto the end.
到了别加摩的教会，他们服从巴兰的教训，
And when it comes to the church of Pergamos, they obeyed to the doctrine, the teaching of Balaam.
圣经上说有撒旦的座位和居所。
And it says that you dwell where Satan is enthroned.
弟兄姊妹，好可怕的事。
This is a very dreary thing.
撒旦住进来了。
Satan has come in.
撒旦有座位在教会里面。
Satan has a throne in the midst of the church.
弟兄姊妹，这是太可怕的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very scary thing.
在你我个人生命里面。
In your life and my life.
在我们的家庭里面。
In our families.
在我们的教会里面。
In our church.
我们都要在主的面前谨慎。
We need to be alert before the Lord.
推亚推拉的教会。
Theatira, the Church of Theatira.
圣经上讲到他有很多的善行，做很多的好事。
The Scripture speaks of the Church doing many good works.
他们有爱心，有信心，有勤劳，有忍耐。
They have love, faith, service, and patience.
但是却接受耶洗别的教训。
But they receive the teaching of Jezebel.
他们拜偶像。
And they worship idols.
属灵的淫乱。
And the spiritual idolatry.
弟兄姊妹，今天地上有各式各样其他的宗教。
And there are many, many other religions in the world.
他们行善其实常常远远超过我们基督徒。
Their good deeds surpass Christianity a lot of times.
他们非常有爱心。
And they really have love.
哦，弟兄姊妹，但是他们在这里所拜的却不是真神。
But the person whom they worship is not the real God.
我们要小心。
We need to be careful.
我们不能用其他的东西去替代了主在我们中间绝对的地位。
We cannot substitute the absolute position of the Lord in our.
而撒底教会。
And Sardis, the
讲到更正以后的教会啊
，It speaks of the church after the Reformation.
啊，他们在主的面前，按名是活的，其实是死的。
And by name they were alive, but they are dead.
他们在神面前没有一样行为是完全的。
There was not a work that is found perfect in their midst.
弟兄姊妹，当我们一个一个教会这样很快的提下来的时候
，And we mentioned these churches very quickly.
我们自己。
We ourselves,
我们的侍奉
our services,
我们的小组
our small groups,
我们的教会,
our church,
我们在这个世代神的儿女们,
in this generation as the children of God,
我们都需要来面对那位审判我们的主。
We must all come to this Lord who will judge us.
人只是行走在金灯台中间的人子。
The Son of Man walks in the midst of the lampstand.
他亲自在这里经历在这里管理金灯台。
And he's taking care of the lampstand himself.
众圣徒在他的手中。
All the saints are in his hands.
一切的政权当在他的肩上。
All the authorities are on his shoulders.
神的儿子亲自在这里治理他的家。
The Son of God is the ministering his house himself. The church must often be humble and come to the Lord.
我常常说教会里面的决定不是投票表决出来的。
And I said the decision that we make in the church is not by voting.
教会里面一切的决定是我们膝盖祷告出来的。
And the decision should come through our time of prayer on our knees.
我们要来到这位金灯台中间的人子面前。
We need to come to the Son of Man who is walking in the midst of the lampstand.
我们仰望他来对我们说话。
We look unto him who will speak to us.
我们让他在我们中间有绝对的主权。
We let him have the sovereignty in our midst.
让我们在我们所处的环境里面。
That in our environment.
我们在他所给我们的托付上
and in the works that he had commissioned unto us,
我们能够成为一个不叫神失望的教会
that we may be a church that would not disappoint the Lord.
所以七个教会里面只有腓拉铁菲的教会叫主来特别夸奖他
and among the seven churches only the church of Philadelphia that the Lord praised.
他们遵守主的道
and they hold to the word of God.
他们不弃绝主的名
they did not forsake the name of the Lord.
他们既得胜又蒙爱
they were victorious and they were loved.
弟兄姊妹他们在一个环境和考验的里面他们都得胜
and brothers in all their circumstances they were overcomers.
主爱他们
the Lord loved them.
主要为他们开一个敞开的门是没有人可以关的
the Lord will open a door that no one can shut.
腓拉铁菲的教会
and the church of Philadelphia.
他们在主的面前骄傲自满
and the church of Laodicea they were prideful before the Lord
他们不冷不热
and they were lukewarm
自以为富足
and they thought they were rich
但是圣经上说却是困苦可怜贫穷瞎眼失身了
But the Lord said that you are pitiful and you are naked and you are blind.
在亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到教会的时候
，When we speak about the church,
我们知道我们有神给我们特别的托付。
We know that we have a particular commission from the Lord.
我们要忠于神给我们的托付。
We need to hold fast to that.
因为每一个教会都有神给他们特别的托付。
Because every church has a specific work that
the Lord has to do. 那我们怎么样在我们的托付里面
？And how are we?
我们靠着主勇敢地来面对我们所面临的挑战。
Would face our challenges courageously before the Lord.
而让神的光能够透过我们被彰显出来。
That the light of the Lord can shine through us.
灯台要能够发光。
And for the lampstand to shine.
两件不可少的事情。
There are two things that are important.
第一个，它需要油。
First of all, it needs oil.
永远不可以缺少灯油。
It cannot be without oil.
而圣经上告诉我们，这个灯油是捣成的青橄榄油。Bitten oil.
The scripture said it's the bitten oil of the olives.
讲到我们需要圣灵。
And we need the Holy Spirit.
我们需要圣灵。
We need the Holy Spirit.
那个那么纯净被洁净过的圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit that is pure.
圣灵住在我们里面是那样子的洁净。
And is so holy within us.
那样子的单纯为了见证神的儿子。
It is so simple, just wants to testify of Jesus.
这是基督被受苦，这是 bitten oil. 基督十架受苦以后为我们所带下来的圣灵。
And this bitten oil, the beaten oil is like Christ who's been crucified, who suffered for us.
刚才于院长告诉我们。
Our elder you have spoke earlier.
使徒行传第一章第八节，圣灵要降临，临到我们的身上。
Acts chapter 1, the Spirit will come upon us.
要叫我们得着能力。
That we would have power.
这个得着是为了做见证。
And the power comes.So that we may testify.
耶路撒冷、犹大全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做主的见证。
From Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria, throughout the end of the earth, to be witnesses for the Lord.
灯台没有油，它不可能发光。
The lampstand do not have oil; it cannot give light.
我们需要被圣灵充满。
We need to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
我的灯需要油，求主常施下，对不对？我们永远要唱这条歌。
Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning.
不仅小朋友要唱，我们大人要唱。
Not only the little one needs to sing the song, we the older one needs to
sing.祷告会都唱过好几次了。
We sing it many times in our prayer meeting.
我们来到神的面前，我的灯需要油，求主常施下。我们要常常唱。
We need to sing it often. Give me oil in my lamp.
没有油就不可能发光。
Without oil, we cannot give light.
没有圣灵的充满和圣灵的能力，我们没有力量做见证。
Without the filling of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, we do not have the strength to testify.
第二件事情。
And secondly,
火不可熄灭。
The fire must not go out.
旧约分别的条例里面，灯台不可以熄灭。
In the Old Testament, the regulation is that the lampstand will not go out.
而我们知道，所有会幕里面的火，不管香坛上的、金灯台上的，这个火要从哪里来？
And the fire and all the light that's in the tabernacle, where does the fire come from?
从铜祭坛来。
It has come from the bronze and altar.
不是人拿火柴随便点的。
It is not lit by man.
不是凡火随便来的。
It is not profane fire.
而祭坛的火，第一次祭坛的火源是从天上来的。
And the source of the fire on the altar came from above.
弟兄姊妹，我们要能够为主发光做见证。
Dear brothers and sisters, for us to rise and to shine for the Lord.
我们离不开祭坛的生活。
We cannot separate ourselves.
我们离不开十字架的生活。
A life of the cross.
我们一定要在主的面前甘心把自己献上当作活祭。
We must be willingly offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
什么时候奉献止息了？
And whenever our sacrifice is
ceased, 什么时候火就熄灭了？
That's when the fire will go out.
今天我们常常觉得自己不冷不热。
A lot of time we feel that we're lukewarm.
啊，我们有时唱诗说降圣火，降圣火。
And we sing, we say, Lord, send the fire, send the fire.
我常常说，我弟兄姊妹，我们慢一点。
And I say, brother and sister, wait a little bit.
先问祭坛上有没有祭牲呢？
Ask ourselves, are there sacrifices on the altar?
祭坛什么时候最后没有祭牲，天火不可能下降。
When the altar is without a sacrifice, the fire will not come.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须把自己交在神的手上。
So brothers, we must commit ourselves in the hands of God.
我们教会要能够为主发光，不是一个口号。
And for this church to rise and shine is not just an outcry.
不是我们在这里喊一喊，要宣教，要出去，要大使命，我们就可以成为一个有使命的教会。
It's not that we say, oh, we need to go out, we need to go out and commit to the Great Commission.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要把自己放在祭坛。
Be a successful church. It is that we need to place ourselves on the altar.
需要整个教会放在祭坛。
The whole church needs to be placed on the altar.
我们感谢主，我们十二月底我们定的说每一个小组都要传福音。
And we thank the Lord that every small group at the end of December we said we need to share the gospel.
虽然我没有时间去 check 到底哪些小组传了，哪些小组没有传了。
I didn't have time to check which small group actually shared the gospel.
传福音要付代价。
But to share the gospel, we have to pay a price.
需要祭坛。
It needs the altar.
需要有人舍己。
Someone needs to lay up himself.
我知道有的家庭里面才七八个弟兄姊妹来了三十多个福音朋友。
I know there are families that only have 7 or 8 brothers and sisters. There were 30 gospel friends that came.
可能有些弟兄姊妹家里面就吃吃火锅就过去了。
And perhaps some small group you just had a hot pot.
弟兄姊妹一定要奉献自己。
Brothers and sisters, we need to offer ourselves.
没有祭坛，没有祭牲，就不可能有圣火。
Without an altar.Without a sacrifice, there will not be holy fire.
金灯台的火来自于铜祭坛。
And the fire comes from the bronze and altar.
铜祭坛上的火来自于祭牲的献祭，天火悦纳。
And the fire comes because the sacrifice was accepted from the fire above.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们在这里讲，要教会要成为一个兴起发光的教会。
So when we say that the church needs to rise and shine,
两件不可以少的事情。
Two things that we must have.
我们需要常常更新我们的奉献。
We need to renew our offering all the time.
我们要在主的面前真实的伏在十字架的底下。
And to really live under the cross.
然后我们在这里渴慕圣灵来充满我们。
And to eager and yearn for the filling of the Holy Spirit.
要常常被圣灵来浇灌来充满。
And to let the Holy Spirit and be filled by the Spirit.
等候得到那上头来的力量。
And to wait from the power from above.
得到圣灵的能力为主做见证。
And to receive the power of the Holy Spirit to testify for the Lord.
然后我们伏在人子的手下。
And then we come under the hand of the Lord.
他来修剪，他来经理这个灯台。
He will come and trim and take care of the lampstand.
所有不讨神喜悦的神要修剪掉。
All the things of the Lord does not please the Lord, He will remove it.
替着灯光照得更亮啊。
And when he trims the light, so the lamp will give more light.
那些已经冒烟的不着的神把它剪掉了。
And when it is smoking and the light is flickering, he will cut away the wick.
让这个光能够发得更亮。
So the lamp will give more light.
我们身上有太多讨不讨神喜悦的东西。
There are many things in our life that does not please the Lord.
我们都需要主来洁净我们。
We need the Lord to cleanse us.
我们需要主来帮助我们。
We need the Lord to help us.
弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
在我们同工退休会的时候
and in our co-worker meeting,
我们说到我们同命同心同前途
and we have the same life, we have the same destiny,
整个人一辈子就活一次
we only live this life one time,
在跨越这几千年的人类历史里面
in the history of mankind throughout these thousands of years,
神把我们这一班人留在世代最后了
and the Lord has placed us at the very end,
是最靠近主回来的人
closest to the returning of the Lord,
主让我们成为中国人
that we may be Chinese.
主让我们成为来到北美的中国人
that we are Chinese who are in North America.
主把我们摆在北加州
has placed us in California.
主把我们摆在同一个教会里面
in the same church.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里不是要标榜自己的特别
and brothers and sisters, we do not want to emphasize how special we are.
而是要强调在这背后有神主宰的权柄和带领
but to emphasize that God has a particular plan and He has a particular
leading. 神在我们每一个人身上那个纯全善良可喜悦的旨意
that is good and perfect will in each and every one of us.
那我们今天在一起里面，在一个家的里面。
That we're together under the same household.
我们不仅仅有同一个生命。
Not only do we have the same same life.
但是所有的基督徒重生得救的都有了。
Every born again Christian has the same life.
但是今天神要把我们摆在一个教会的里面。
But God has placed all of us in the same church.
在这个教会的里面，神要求我们同心。
That in this church, the Lord desires that we have one heart.
因为我们只有一个前途。
Because we have one future.
我们跟主耶稣同一个前途。
We have the same destiny with the Lord.
我们多么希望主来这里复兴我们。
Or how we desire that the Lord revive us.
让教会兴起发光。
That the church will rise up and shine.
我们再读一遍以赛亚书六十章，好不好
？Read once again Isaiah chapter
我们真的是从心里面，我们大声的来读它。
Let's read it together out loud from our hearts.
然后我们也请 worship team 能够上来带领我们唱兴起发光的诗歌。六十章第一节到第三节。
Chapter 60 verse 1-3.
兴起发光，因为你的光已经来到，耶和华的荣耀发现照耀你。看哪、啊、黑暗遮盖大地，幽暗遮盖万民，耶和华却要显现照耀你，他的荣耀要现在你身上，万国要来救你的光，君王要来救你发现的光辉。我们一起低头，我们有个祷告。
Let's bow and have a word of prayer.
主，我们的心何等的感谢你。
Lord, how our hearts thank you.
因为我们原来都是死在罪恶过犯里的人。
Because we are all dying in our sin.
我们都是坐在黑暗中死因里的人。
We were all sitting in darkness.
但是因着父神的爱和怜悯的心肠。
And because of the love and the mercy of the Father.
叫清晨的日光从高天临到了我们。
It's caused the day spring to come to us from on high.
不仅仅照亮了我们。
Not only to shine upon us.
也把我们的脚引到了平安的路上。
Let our feet unto the path of
我们更感谢你，当主耶稣来的时候，他不仅仅救赎了我们，他已经成为了我们的生命。
But he's become our life.
基督成了我们生命之光。
And Christ has become the light of life.
基督成了我们全新的生命。
And became this new life within us.
这个生命今天要透过我们，要能够把神的荣耀彰显出来。
And this life through us wants to reveal the glory of God.
好让我们在这弯曲被谬的世代。
In this crooked and perverse generation.
好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来。
That we may shine as light, that the word of truth may come.
主啊，我们在这里，我们一起谦卑地来到你宝座前。
Lord, we humbly come before your throne.
主啊，你赦免我们在你面前的亏欠。
Lord, forgive us of our lackings.
你赦免我们在使命上我们的亏欠。
And our lacking concerning your commission in us.
我们求你在这里复兴你的教会。
We ask you to revive your church.
让我们整个教会重新把自己放在祭坛上。
That the church may offer ourselves once again upon the altar.
让你悦纳的火能够降临下来。
That your fire will accept and come down.
让你圣灵的膏油能够满溢在我们里面。
The anointing of your Holy Spirit may fill us inside.
让教会真成为这世代的明光。
The church may truly bear the true light in this world.
让我们也真成为你手中的灯台。
That we may be the lampstand in your hand.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
谢谢你把我们救出来。
Thank you for having delivered us.
谢谢你让我们可以行在光中。
That we may walk in the light.
谢谢你可以让我们迈向光明。
And thank you that we may walk toward the light.
更谢谢你，你承认我们说我们就是世上的光。
And thank you for acknowledging that we are the light of the world.
把我们众人都交在你的手中。
We commit all of ourselves into your hands.
为着新的一年，我们求你来激励我们。
And for the new year, we ask you to stir us up.
但愿南亚的这些天灾这些伤害在我们里面能够把我们都叫醒过来。
The natural disaster in South Asia may stir us up and wake us up.
圣灵也叫我们醒过来。
The Holy Spirit may wake us up.
让我们这睡着的人都醒过来，基督就要来光照我们了。
We who are asleep may rise, for the light of Christ will shine upon us.
我们为了这三天的聚会，我们献上感谢。
And for these 3 days, we give you thanks.
我们谢谢你差遣年长的仆人来到我们中间，给我们的帮助。
And we thank you for the help that you've given us through your elderly servant.
我们特别将亲爱的于院长与师母交在你的手中。
We particularly pray for elder Yu and his wife.
哦，主，他虽然年长了，但是他里面的力量永远长新。
And he has come advanced in age, but his strength is renewed day by day.
主啊，让他无论到哪里去，你随着他的脚中来祝福人。
And no matter where he goes, may he be a blessing to men.
让他这一生生命的经验，所有侍奉的经验。都成为众教会的祝福。
And the experiences that he has gained may be a blessing for all the church.
我们谢谢你。
And we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
我们一起来唱这首兴起发光
Sing this song together.
我们请我师父听见带我们唱一遍然后我们来唱好吧两位连长的弟兄出来为我们整个聚会祝福。 第一位是请我的父亲，因为他今年就会全家跟我母亲搬到东岸去，这或许是他最后一次在这里跟我们一起参加这样子的退休会。我想这些年间我的父母亲为教会的祷告，给我们的祝福，我们从心里面感谢他们。最后我们请于院长上来也为我们祝福，为我们这三天的聚会能够打一个结，而且我们明年今年我们一定会说整个就会往前去。我们希望神真的是在各方面，在生命上，在使命上都祝福我们，让我们整个教会在主面前蒙大恩，能够完成神的使命。我想请我父亲先祷告，然后请于院长总结哈。
我们的主，我们的神，我们赞美，我们敬拜你。
Amen。
因为你把我们这群人从世界中分别出来。主啊，我们实在承认说，你让我们在地上成为你荣耀的见证人。主啊，在这年岁的开始，主你给我们这么好的三天的聚会，耶稣啊，你借助你的仆人把你的信义释放在我们中间，
但
我们真正能够起来更新我们的奉献。我们说主啊，我们愿意兴起发光，但愿每一个弟兄姊妹真是在地上成为你荣耀的见证人。但愿教会在你面前成为一个荣耀的教会，成为一个讨你喜悦的教会，成为一个腓立比的教会，但是同心合意，齐心努力传扬你的福音。
Amen。
但我们成为腓拉铁腓的教会，我们略有点力量，我们为了你的命，我们坚持到底。
Amen。
我要为你做更荣耀的见证。
Amen。
主，你祝福这里的弟兄姐妹，大家众人与同一人一样，主啊，我们一路的恩上加恩，荣上加荣，为你做更美的见证。
Amen。
主啊，求你祝福你的老仆人，让他到处去成为众教会的祝福。耶稣啊，我们实在看见我们的你的老仆人，我们实在觉得里头满了感恩。
Amen。
主啊，我们要天天为他祷告，让他真实成为众教会真实带来的特别的祝福。
Amen。
耶稣啊，谢谢你，求你这样听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen。
我们感谢赞美那坐在宝座上的父。
Amen。
大有权柄，大有能力，你是众光之父，照亮一切的。
Amen。
主啊，我们感谢你为着这教会，我们要感谢赞美主。
Amen。
你的灯，你的光借着这教会是已经发扬出去，我们感谢。我们为着要弟兄姊妹们是摆上或奉献，感谢赞美你。主啊，现在我们要建堂，我们要推广，不但是要有这么多的人，我们要有福音能传出去，有更多的人来相信你。
Amen。
一同参与这一个拯救的工作。
Amen。
愿主保守赐福，使建堂的施工很快的能成功，使教会的推动的福音的功效也很快的能看见功效。
Amen。
愿主特别赐福给带领的人，给服侍的人，给参与的人，每一个人在你的面前灵性兴旺，身体健康。
阿门。
能以奔走2005年的道路。
阿门。
愿主在这里为我们开始，也为我们成全。祷告赞美感谢，奉主耶稣基督的名。
阿门。
阿门。阿门。
Amen。 我们一起拍手，谢谢于院长。谢谢谢谢。